Buenos dias from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 4th of December, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up, Monday the 1st, Spanish authorities arrested three people in Castellón on the eastern coast suspected of belonging to BASE, a global neo-Nazi organization pushing white supremacist ideals, which is classified as a terrorist organization across the EU, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Suspects faced accusations of terrorist membership, recruitment, indoctrination, training, and illegal weapons possession. Investigators say the trio underwent paramilitary training and used social media to attract followers. Cell's leader had direct contact with Reinaldo Nathado, the base's U.S. founder who urged actions to destabilize Western democracies. Other Valencia news, on Tuesday the 2nd, Juan Francisco Pérez Llorca took an oath as the new president of the Valencian Generalitat, succeeding Carlos Mazón. Miguel Tellado, the Partido Popular secretary general, attended the event, which was a tightly managed, low-key ceremony without any ministers from the central government. Llorca signaled a shift in direction, preparing to reshape the presidency and replace several of Mazón's closest collaborators. He may also adjust ministerial portfolios to strengthen territorial balance, especially towards Alicante. Real tests will come with Llorca's first policy steps. On the same day, authorities confirmed a new outbreak of African swine fever, or ASF, near Barcelona. The virus, last seen in Spain in 1994, was detected in two dead wild boar in Bellaterra. Officials quickly set up a 6-kilometer, 4-mile exclusion zone and deployed over 100 military personnel alongside police and wildlife rangers. Investigators believe a boar may have eaten contaminated meat, possibly transported by road haulers. Public has been urged not to feed wild boar and to report any dead animals. China has paused imports from Barcelona province, but most of Spain's 8.8 billion euro pork export market remains unaffected. While ASF cannot infect humans, it poses a lethal threat to pigs and can survive in processed or frozen meat, keeping cross-border risks very high. For some banking news, from January 2026, Spain will require banks and payment platforms to report all electronic payments received by self-employed workers and businesses, ending the previous 3,000 euro threshold. Every card, mobile app, or online payment will be sent monthly to tax authorities to improve transparency and curb undeclared income. Reform reflects Spain's increasingly digital economy and expands reporting to include digital banks and foreign providers. For self-employed workers, the change means stricter oversight and the need for meticulous bookkeeping with no exemptions for small payments. Freelancers, small businesses, and those earning side income must ensure invoices, receipts, and accounts fully match reported transactions. Some Eurovision news. On Thursday, the 27th of November, the Broadcaster Union officially announced it will boycott this year's contest if Israel participates, and they aren't the only country, as Slovenia has said they will too. Next week in Geneva, Israel's delegation, led by Golan Yochpaz, Cannes CEO, and lawyer Ayala Mizrahi, will appeal directly to the EBU, an alliance of public service media organizations and participating broadcasters, asking them to avoid a formal vote and allow Israel to compete. Austria, the host country, and Germany have voiced support for Israel, potentially shaping the final decision on its participation in the contest. Monday the 1st, an article by news outlet El País revealed that chocolate is one of the top 10 most stolen items across the country. Shoplifters have increasingly targeted chocolate, with thefts rising across 9 regions, surpassing coffee, jamón ibérico, and olive oil. To combat this, the supermarkets have deployed anti-theft devices on chocolate bars, a measure previously reserved for items like alcohol, perfume, and olive oil. As Christmas approaches, experts predict theft of chocolate and festive sweets will continue to rise. Another interesting article published in El País this week, on Tuesday the 2nd, the newspaper published thought piece by Spanish journalist Sergio Fanjul about the challenges of smartphone detoxing in the digital age. In the article, Fanjul argues that although smartphones are sold as tools of freedom, they often trap users in endless scrolling and digital distractions. Early experiences with technology like Yahoo Messenger felt miraculous, but today's smartphones dominate attention, especially for younger generations who have no memory of life offline. During a digital detox trip to Avila, central Spain, in 2019, Fanjul experienced the relief of living without instant access to information, discovering mindfulness and joy and simple pleasures. According to Fanjul, technology detox isn't just relatable for most, it's something we could all benefit from reflecting on. Full article in Spanish in the link in the show notes. More about tech. Spain has moved closer to introducing air taxis after the country's airport operator Aena and Anaire National Air Navigation Authority completed test flights between Malaga and Granada in the south on Wednesday the 3rd. Using helicopters to simulate future piloted air taxis and cargo drones, the trials aim to confirm that these new aircraft can safely share airspace with conventional aviation. Even though there are no authorized air taxis yet, the test validated routes and procedures essential for future operations. For the everyday person, the technology promises faster intercity links, improving airport to destination transfers and mobility options that relieve road congestion. As future air taxis are expected to be electric and low noise, the project also points towards more sustainable urban and regional transport. Next up. On Wednesday the 3rd, the Ministry of Equality released a macro survey on violence against women, revealing the pervasive nature of sexual harassment and gender-based violence. Based on nearly 20,000 interviews by the National Institute of Statistics and the Government Delegation Against Gender Violence, the study found that 36% of women have experienced sexual harassment at some point, with 1 in 6 during childhood. Psychological, controlling, and economic abuse are widespread. Sexual harassment and digital abuse are also significant, particularly among young women, highlighting structural sexism and the urgent need for preservation and support. Meanwhile, Spain's received over 2.3 million citizenship requests from descendants of people who fled during the civil war, Franco dictatorship since 2022. According to data from Spain's civil registry, more than 1 million formal applications were submitted through the Law of Democratic Memory since its launch in October 2022. While another 1.3 million people secured appointments but have not yet been processed due to severe backlogs. The law allows children and grandchildren of Spanish citizens who lost nationality due to political, ideological, and religious exile to apply for Spanish citizenship. Current rate, some applicants may wait decades. Argentina accounts for about 40% of all applications, with especially heavy demand in Buenos Aires and other Latin American consulates. According to global market researcher Ondia, Spain has become Europe's leading market for free ad-supported streaming television, or FAST services, a model offering free linear TV-style channels delivered over the internet and funded entirely by advertising rather than subscriptions. Ondia's research says that 35% of Spanish online adults use FAST platforms each month, placing Spain ahead of the UK, Germany, and France. Globally, FAST revenues are expected to rise from 6 billion euros in 2025 to 11 billion euros in 2030. The success of FAST platforms are driven by investment from major players, including Samsung TV Plus, LG Channels, Roku Channel, Pluto TV, and Fire TV Channels. Finally, update on greenhouse technology. New greenhouse, built throughout 2025 and finalized at the end of November, is setting a new benchmark in premium Spanish cherry tomato production. 15-hectare or 37-acre greenhouse complex based near Alicante in the southeast in the autonomous community of Valencia features microclimate control, efficient air renewal, thermal screens, climate control systems. Early results of this super technology show significant improvements in yield, plant size, and uniform growth. In case you didn't know it, the humble tomato is Spain's second most consumed fruit. Email us if you'd like to know the first. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Want a free trip to Lisbon? All you need to do is check out our new, very cool t-shirts, create a personal collection, sell as many of those t-shirts as you can with a discount code that we'll give you. The person who sells the most t-shirts with their discount code by Christmas Day will enjoy a beautiful holiday in Portugal in April. Free tickets in 3 days. Check it out in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.